Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter. Man sagt, das heute Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey. Bracha is v'klalis ketzad. Now, this ketzad is like the standard ketzad. We said until now, by Mikra Bakurim ketzad, which was in Mishnah Gimel, and Chalitza ketzad, by Mishnah Dalet, we teach ketzad, how do we know? Here we're asking ketzad, what's the case? How did it go? What was the seder of the brachas and the klalis? And for the Mishnah, kiva sh'avri Yisrael es ha'yardein, when the Yidden crossed the Yarden Evol, ha'agrizim el ha'evol, and they came to ha'agrizim and ha'evol. And the Mishnah tells us in what region Har Grizim and Har Evil was located. Shebet Shimron. It was an area called Shimron. Shebet Zad Shechem, next to Shechem. Shebet Eitzel Eloi Neimayra. Another way of describing where it is to say that they are next to Eloi Neimayra. Eloi Neimayra is another name for Shechem. How do we know that Eloi Neimayra and Shechem are the same place? Shenema, because the pasuk says Haloi Heima Ve'Ever Yarden. And the pasuk goes on to say, Eitzel Eloi Neimayra. So when the Yidden crossed the yard, then they were by Eloi Neimayra. Well, the Halan, in a different place, it says in regard to Avram Avinu. Well, the Halan Oemer, there it says, Vayavar Avram Ba'aretz Ad Mekoyim Shechem. Avram passed through the land until he reached the place of Shechem. Ad Eloi Neimayra. Until Eloi Neimayra. In other words, that it's the same place. So ma Eloi Neimayra ha'amala halan Shechem, just as Eloi Neimayra mentioned over there in regard to Avraham Avinu, is Shechem, that we see clearly in the Pasuk, af Eloi Neimayra amar kan, the Eloi Neimayra that we say over here by the Brachais, when the Yidden pass through the Yarden, Shechem, that's also Shechem. Zok the Mishnah, shisha shvatim alo l'roish ha'grizim, six of the shvatim went up to the top of ha'grizim. Vishisha Shvatim Alul Rosh Har Evil, and six of the Shvatim went up to the top of Har Evil. Vakehanim Velevim, and the Kehanim and the Levim, Vihaarain, and the Arain, Oimdim Lemata. They stood at the bottom, the Emtsa, in between Har Grizim and Har Evil. And this is how they stood over there. Hakehanim Akifin as Arain, the Kehanim surrounded the Arain, like Hakafis. Valevim as Hakehanim, and the Levim surrounded the Kehanim. V'chal Yisrael mikan u'mikan. Well, of Klal Yisrael stood on the mountains that were on the side, on Har Grizim and on Har Evil. To be exact, the Shvatim, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, and Binyamin were in Har Grizim. And Reuven, Gad, Asher, Zvulun, Dan, and Naphtali went up to Har Evil. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'chal Yisrael, and all of Klal Yisrael, was a Kenav, and its elders, V'shoitrim, right, my Rebbe Teich, the policemen, the officers, V'shoiftav, and the judges, Oimdim, they stood, Mizeh, U'mizeh, L'Arayn, they stood on this side, and on that side of the Arayn, again, meaning on Har Grizim and Har Evil. Now, the Kehanim and Levim, they were standing down below in the middle of the two mountains. They did as follows. First, Havchu Peneyem Klapi Hagrizim. They turned their faces toward Hagrizim. Upaschu Babrach. And they started with the Brach. They said, Baruch Isha Shalayasa Pesalum Asaycha. Kibenched is the person who doesn't make an engraved or metal image. Elu Ve'elu Einan Ami. And Sai the Shvatim that were standing in Hagrizim, and those that were standing in Har Evil, they all answered Ami. To this brach as well as other brachais, then havchu peneim, they turned their faces klapei har eva lupaschu beklala, and they said arur ish ashayasa pesulu maseicha. Cursed is the person who will make a graven or molten image. They also said arur makla avivimai. Cursed is someone who degrades his father and mother. Arur masig vul reyu, someone who moves the boundary of his friend. Arur majger iver badarech, one who causes a sightless person to go the wrong way. They said, Arim mate mishpat ger yosem v'almona. A ger, a yosem, an almona that could be vulnerable. And this person doesn't judge correctly, or does something to affect their judgment that they don't get a fair chance. Some of the other aras are Arim makareyu basaser. Who strikes his fellow in a hidden way. You know what that means? Look in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. You call over your friends. Psst, come here, come here. Want to hear a funny thing? You want to hear what a foolish thing Shimi just did? That's called Ur Makariyel Basasim. And the last of the Arrs was, we didn't mention all of them, was Ur Ashala Yakim Estivri Atayra Hazais. It's interesting. If you look at the Ramban over there, you know what the Ramban says? Meet someone, when he goes Hagba, he doesn't hold the Torah up in such a way that everyone can see it. So really the Torah just says the Arrs, but we understand that for each Arr there was a Baruch. Even though the Kehanim turned first in this direction and the other direction, but the Gemara makes it very clear. Both the Brachis and the Klalis are for both. And in each case, every time they said another one of either the Brach or the Klala, ve'elu oinen ame. Both sides of the mountain, both sets of Shvatim, they all answered Amen. And Shagoyman Brachis v'klalis. This was done until all the Brachis and Klalis were finished. Then they brought these big stones. Which stones are these? The Bnei Yisrael were commanded on the day that they passed through the Yarden to take large stones and set up a Mizbeach on Har Eval. They painted it with Sid, and they were makriv on it Oilois and Shlomim. And then they wrote the Torah on these stones, Be'er Heitev, in 70 different languages. That's what the Mishnah explains now. They brought the stones, they built the Mizbeach, and they coated it with this Sid, this kind of plaster. And they wrote on it all the words of the Torah, B'Shivim Lashon, in all of the 70 languages. This was obviously a Nes, as the Tosfos Yom Tov explains over here. They should be able to write the entire Torah in 70 languages in one day, and it fit on these 12 stones. So the Batnura explains, anyone that wanted to come and learn the Torah could have come and learned. The Yom HaSoyim shouldn't later say, oh, we didn't have from where to learn it. There are different shittas over here in the Rishonim. The Rebbeinu Sadyugon holds that they wrote the Taryag Mitzvahs on the stones. Some Rishonim hold they only wrote the Brachis and the Klalois of Sefer Devarim. Some say just Sefer Devarim, not the other Chamashim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ba'er Heitev. Be'er Heitev means explain well. A beer means to explain. Heitev means in a good way. In a very clear way that everyone should be able to understand. Tosfos Yom Tov brings over here B'Shem the Gur Aryeh, an interesting gematria. Take the word Heitev. I need you to concentrate a little bit. How do you spell Heitev? Heyud Tesveth. That doesn't add up to 70. But there is a kind of gematria that works this way. Take the word Heitev. Hey is 5. Then, he yud, plus 15. Then, he yud tes. He yud tes is 24. And then, he tev, he yud tes vez. That's 26. So 5 plus 15 plus 24 plus 26 equals 70. Now, there's the way this gematria works is you take the first letter of the word, then you take the first two letters of the word, then the first three letters of the word, then all four letters of the word, and you add them up. The Mishnah concludes, V'natlu es hu'avonim. Then, after they brought karbanas on the Mizbeach, they took the stones, they took apart the Mizbeach, ibo v'lonu b'mekoyma. Literally, they went and spent the night in their place. What it means is, Chazal explained, they traveled to Gilgal, and they spent the night over there. And that explains the Batanura, would serve as a mitzvah. People would look at it, and they would remember the great Nisim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the Yarden for them. The Gemara says many miracles took place on that day. They passed through the Yarden split for them. They were able to write the Torah on these stones. They came to Hagrizim and Har Eval, according to one shita. That was very far. It was 60 mil. A mil is approximately an 18-minute walk. So 60 mil, that's 18 hours of walking. And we're talking about a huge camp of men, women, and children. And they got to it on the same day. No one stopped them. And they brought the stones and built them as Mizbeach and plastered it. And they wrote the entire Torah in 70 languages. And they were makriv olos shlamim. And they ate and they drank and they were happy. It was a simcha of Kiddusha. And they had the brachais and the klalais. And then they had to take the stones and bring it to Gilgal. Let me tell you what Chazal tell us about the crossing of the Yarden. They stood at the Svas HaYarden. Yeshua turned to the Kehanim and he said to them, Atem k'chu es aroin abris, take the aroin abris, v'ivru es HaYarden b'roi sha'am, laharis lahem es haderech, to show them the way. The aroin abris always traveled before the am. and there were two sparks of fire that came out of the two Badei Ha'orein, the poles of the Orein, and they burnt up the Nechashim and the Akravim, the snakes and the scorpions, and they undid the enemies. Now on the banks of the Yarden, Yeshua gathered everyone, and all of them were able to stand underneath the Badei Ha'orein. That was a great ness. Such a small area, everyone can stand there. And Yeshua said to them, just like you see this ness, you should know that the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests on you. And afterwards, Yeshua commanded the Kehanim to go down into the river. And when they toiled their feet, when the Kehanim toiled their feet in the waters of the Yarden, the water went up, one huge wave. It stood like a wall, 300 mil high. Wait a second. Did you tell me before that a mil is an 18-minute walk? That means if I were to walk straight up, it would take 90 hours. That's how high it was. All the Yomis Olam, from east to west, said, "What's that?" Everyone saw it. And for the Yidden, the Yarden became dry. And Yeshua warned them, "You have to be erlich even when no one sees you. If not, the water is going to come flooding down on your heads." And Yeshua told them, "You're passing through the Yarden, or you're coming into Eretz Yisrael that Hashem promised you, you're going to yarshin it. But you're going to have to battle your enemies ki'ish echad." And they were all maskim. And they traveled through the Yarden on the dry land. "We got to take these 12 stones." It was taken from the dried up part of the Yarden. And then they crossed the Yarden. They were able to travel that great distance. At least according to one opinion in the Gemara, it was a great distance. And they put down the Arayin Habris in between the two mountains. And like we learned in our Mishnah, 6 Shvatim on one mountain, 6 Shvatim on the other mountain. And there they heard the bracha and the klala from the Leviim. First they turned toward Hagrizim, they benched all the things that are listed over there. Baruch is the person that is Mekayim, is called Divrei Torah. And everyone answered Amen. Afterwards the Leviim turned their faces toward Har Eval. And they said in the form of a klala, the person that is not Mekayim it. And then like we learned in our Mishnah, they built a Mizbeach on Har Eval from the stones they brought from the Yarden. They plastered it, they wrote on it the Torah with 70 languages, and they were told, anyone that wants to learn Torah can come and learn. And again, as we learned, the B'nai Yisrael then were makir the oilas and the zvachim, they ate and they drank. It was a tremendous simcha, the Pasuk says then, simcha of Kiddusha. And from there they came to Gilgal, where the stones were set up as a zecher to the nisim of the Yarden.